You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly, as we always are on Fridays until legal season starts. Chickie's and Pete's today presents Crab Fries for Heroes for National French Fry Day. A portion of all proceeds for all Crab Fry sales get donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. 3:30 on Friday can only mean one thing. Oh, yes. One Tornado Shapiro, the official meteorologist of the WIP Afternoon Show. Tornado!
Hey, fella, hot and sticky is what the four kings sing. Yeah, hot and sticky, there's no escaping hot and sticky unless you're the Phillies. Hot in San Diego, Petco Park was a cool 70 degrees, but no crab fries. It's sunny all weekend long. Hit my music, please!
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
You got that right. And it stays hot and sticky along with steamy and stormy. I couldn't get enough of them. A pair of twin weather gals out of down in Louisiana, WWS, WT, the sweat. Yeah, it'll stay that way tonight, low down to just 73. 50-50 chance of showers, you can book that one.
Yep, as always.
Hey, let me tell you something. You know, friend, we joke around a lot, but this is serious business here. I want people to be careful out there in extreme heat. With the high ozone levels, we're looking at a cold orange. Now, back in the 1970s, we just called it smog. It's pollution, folks. Unhealthy ozone levels. Very dangerous for certain groups like the elderly, the infirm, asthma sufferers, bird watchers, substitute teachers, and swingers.
Swingers? Whoa!
Civil War reenactors, triathletes, peeping toms, shriners, and hoarders.
Wait a minute. Peeping toms?
You gotta watch them.
Okay.
Money lenders, butchers, bakers, and candlestick makers. Adjust your schedule accordingly.
Yep.
Here we go. At least we have one thing that we don't have to deal with. That's piles of trash anymore, Spike. I'm glad that the city ended that trash strike. Oh, that reminds me. Hey, earlier in the week, didn't I hear you mention that Ruben Amaro was talking about semen?
Yes, he was. What reminded
Wondering if
you
he was
Ruben?
A semen.
Yes, if yes. He was a semen. Yes.
Well, I did some research, found out that the semen also went on strike. And of all places, Greece.
Wow. I didn't know that. You learn something new every day.
Last June, Greece had a semen strike that halted ferry traffic connecting Greece and Italy. Semen strike was long and hard on the public. It
yep.
came to a
oh
head and exploded
God.
In the streets of Greece. Did I mention it was hot and sticky?
All right. We can move on from that one.
Well, it got me thinking. I wasn't sure if the striking seamen would join in solidarity of our APSME workers here in Philly. Like, if our striking trash workers tried to enter the mayor's office, would Greece help?
Okay.
Saturday, right. Partly cloudy, only going up to 88 degrees, still hot and sticky on a Saturday night in Ocean City on the boardwalk for Jack Fritz's book signing. Come on.
Yeah. Big one.
That's right. That's right.
Big one.
Yeah. Yep.
Fritz, he wrote a book about his big win against the camera this week. I'm surprised he's got it published so quickly, but it's out there. Stop by. Jack will sign a copy of the book at the Ocean City Music Theater. Tornado will be on hand, of course. Shaking hands and kissing baby mamas. I'm giving out free hugs, too. Those are 90-minute hugs. Handsy hugs at that.
Yeah, it sounds like lawsuit hugs.
Yep.
Tornado.
Good knowing you.
Yeah. Well, I don't. That doesn't get me nervous. I'm a little envious of the Phillies, though. Much cooler out there in San Diego. That's the greatest city in the history of mankind. Discovered by the Germans in 1904. They named it San Diego, which, of course, in German means a whale's vulva.
Wait a minute.
I know.
That sounds
We're
like
stealing jokes.
Yeah, it sounds like Ron Burgundy in Anchorman.
I worked with the great Ron Burgundy out there at KBWN Channel 4 News, along with Brick Tamlin, Brian Fantana, the greatest wingman ever. One night it was me, Ike, Brian, yep. Brick, Tony Gwynn Jr., Benito Santiago, and Benito Mussolini Jr. Salud!
Okay.
Wow.
Brick had a few in him. We ended up in an after-hours club. We ran into the San Diego Chicken, who was hammered. Chicken starts running his mouth, started a fight with Tony Gwynn Jr. Jr. grabs him by the neck. He starts choking that chicken right there at the club. He was choking him all night.
You can see him coming from a mile away. You can't stop him.
Just like the camera.
Yeah, could you do the forecast, please?
More of the same on Sunday. Hot and sticky, high 87 degrees. I'd give it a 50-50 shower. Thunderstorms again. Make sure the gals load up on their fluids. You heard it here first. Bold predictions of increased hot and sticky thoughts. Protect your family. Use the sunblock. Stay off the plastic slip covers this weekend. You've had enough time to gather it. Hit the outro music, please. We're all waiting for it. Tornado Shapiro.
There it is. I wonder if Tony Gwynn Jr., who works for us, our company, by the way, out in San Diego at our sports station there, who is a very nice man,
very nice,
had any idea he would be involved in first of all, how is he? There's no way he was. You or him were old enough to be involved in that whole scenario. Are you older than you're saying you are?
No.
I mean, these things are happening 40 years ago.
I guess I could have been there, but I wouldn't have been old enough to really
no,
be involved.
No, I don't think so. Of course he knew Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Jack, you will be signing the book tomorrow night, Ocean City?
Yeah, listen, on the boardwalk down in Ocean City with Tornado Shapiro's good friend, Joe Conklin. For as excited as I am to see Conklin, of course.
It's Rob Ellis.
I need to see the Robbie open.
Yep.
I need to see what that is going to sound like. So I'm looking forward to that.
What jokes does Robbie E have?
I need it. So, yeah, I'll be signing. But it's a great gift for around the summertime.
Oh,
easy reading.
On.
Do we think Robbie E works blue?
I hope so.
Shoot.
I just want to see. Does Conklin work blue?
You know what?
I don't think so.
It all depends on the audience.
Jack doesn't know what that means. Say bad words.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had no idea what that meant.
Yeah.
I thought you said, like, the color of suit they're wearing.
No. Work blue means like dirty stuff.
Yeah. No, I don't think Conklin, I think he'll do his little things, but I don't think he's up there dropping F-bombs all the time.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, that's the least of the worries, is dropping F-bombs.
No, I know.
Well, like.
It's the type of jokes you tell.
No, wait a minute. How does he not work? Well, Tornado's a different guy.
Well,
anyway.
I was going to say, do you hear him on the radio?
Yeah.
No, I know. But that's Tornado Shapiro. That's not Joe Conklin.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. On Stockwatch Friday, are you surprised that Spike is buying stock in both Joel Embiid and Paul George? What do you think the
No surprise there.
Yeah.
You got to be 90%.
I tell you what, 66.5% no.
Wow.
Yeah. Look, I'm thinking like a real stocksman.
Right.
Real
stocks stocksman. Really low.
Really low. That's when you buy it.
Stocks only go up.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's all right to buy it when it's low, but you're buying it projecting that it's going to go up.
I think Well, I'm taking a chance.
How's that stock going up?
I'm taking a chance.
Yes.
Well, okay. For a stock to go up, all that has to happen for Paul George is for him to play 60 games and be functional.
No big deal. I can bet on that. Yeah.
The Embiid one is a bit more of a risk, but it is a big opportunity, I think,
yeah,
in that stock could be worth plenty if he ends up playing 50 games. I'm going to be rich.
I hope so.
You guys are sitting. He's sitting here with his Andrew Painter stock.
You know how well Joel Embiid would have to play for people to want to buy Joel Embiid stock at a profitable price?
But once he starts playing well, people will be back in.
No, they won't.
Really?
No.
So people just aren't ready to give this team another chance.
Unless it's in the postseason, these fans aren't going to change their opinion.
Yeah, I would agree. I think people will get excited.
Yeah, they'll get excited about it. Then it'll just be, well, we need to see it in the postseason.
Right, yeah. Think about this Phillies team, who objectively, a year ago, they loved.
Yes.
They loved. Nick Castellanos hit 185. Everybody's fine with it.
Everybody's okay with it.
Yeah, people have...
The death of a franchise, the Lindor home run.
I mean, it was a...
Not the Ike bank account, but for everyone else, the death of a franchise.
215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP. Nope. No, you're not.
OG, man. What are you doing?
Is his live stream screwed up again?
Yep. Justin in Yonkers, you're on WIP on Stock Watch Friday. What's up, Justin?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'll start off. I'm going to sell stock of Saquon Barkley. I just think his stock is at a...
Did we lose Justin?
He's still there. All right.
It's going well.
It's a big winner.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's going on, Rios?
What up, Rios?
Nothing, just, yeah, I mean, you know, that sky's on watching these kids jump. But, and listening to y'all, and, you know what? I didn't, at first when y'all used to talk about the worm, I didn't understand it.
Yep.
And I really believe in the worm now, man. Like, I lay to death, brother. Like, that Sixers worm is real and a damn parasite right inside of you.
It isn't.
Bro, this is your analysis on stock. See, you got the process right as of, okay, well, I'm going to buy low, you know, right now.
Yep. Buy low, sell high.
Right. You got that process, but this is the only thing. You see what happened to Rite Aid, right? Rite Aid is sold out.
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah, it's over.
Out of business. Yep. So what I'm telling you is you're buying low, but you're buying low where they're more of, that is all bankrupt. It's going to be out of business.
But it's low risk. It's low risk. It's low risk at this point.
No, I give you that. Yeah. So if it's a penny stock, then, you know, that you really pretty much just gambling. But if you're gambling as a penny stock,
Yes.
Right, you know what I mean? But that don't say, you know what I mean, that worm with – we talking about Joel Embiid and Paul George supposed to be the top two guys as a penny stock. Them damn suckers, man. Look, check
well,
out.
And also, I truly believe in selling the Fangio stock. I don't think Fangio – I think he is a good defensive coordinator. I don't think he could ever have a higher value than he does right now, right this second. You know, like right. – like I That is my other point. I do believe that if the defense takes a step back, and by the way, we were talking to Rube about it, about like he doesn't think they could be the 12th ranked defense. If I just told you if they gave up 18 points a game last year that they're going to go to 21 this year, everybody would say that that's reasonable. I think everybody would say that puts them at 12. You know, so that
they play some pretty good offenses this year.
Yeah, they do. So we'll see.
I mean, that's a good point, but look, I love you to death. You got that worm, you consistent with the worm. I don't know what is it about this worm with you with these Sixers right now, but it is what it is. Yeah, I mean, I can't really just entertain like a team or organization, no matter who it is, if it's just like just suckers laying across the board where it's cool to just sit back and not really do nothing or not even be like have that thing inside of you where you're showing in the off season where it's like I'm not playing, I really won a championship. But that is what it is. But let me get into mine. So I'm gonna start out with buying just because of what I heard. So I'm gonna take this right now as it is low, the guy BJ. For the simple fact of the stuff that I heard about him, and the only thing that I thought of when they said there were whoever was the guy who was with DG13 talking about he was
Ace Bailey.
BJ was chirping.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, if he's doing that, that just gave me visions of Quentin Mitchell. How did I say his name right?
Quinyon
Mitchell. Yeah, I mean, that just gave me thoughts of him, a rookie, and out there chirping. Because at the end of the day, if you're chirping and you really to talk crap with other starters or whatever, then that means you're, no matter what, you could like lose a battle or whatever, but you out there to go play your best. So if he's doing that, he has a high chance of that stock going up, especially because chirping in Philadelphia and you doing your best, you know, it gets you likes in our city. You feel me? Amen? And then my selling stock, I'm already up 500%. I've been selling TG13 since before he got here, so I'm up 500%. So I'm long term selling that, John. You know what I mean? That's straight out of here with that.
You've had it for a year,
yeah,
huh?
But you've already sold. You already lost all your money.
Doesn't matter.
You should have sold it.
Doesn't
already.
Matter.
Yes, it does.
Doesn't matter.
Nope. I've been selling him since Dr. J was at his house. I like. Let me sell this.
And made him
right
take
now.
His shoes off. Yep.
Well, you got to take your shoes off in the house. I'm a big shoes off in the house guy. I got no problem with PG-13 doing that. Dr. J, I don't care. Your shoes have the crud on the bottom of them just like everybody else. You don't have magic shoes, Dr. J. Sorry.
Y'all, I hear y'all going on vacation, so you know what I mean? God bless y'all. Be safe. And what was that question? Something about vacation?
Oh, yeah. Best thing about vacation.
Best thing I would say from all y'all, you know, talking about y'all stuff on vacation – I like on vacation people watching for multiple reasons. There's certain things, good reasons for my own when I have shades on and I'm, you know what I mean? But other things, you see a lot of funny things that go on, you know what I mean? So people watching, I'll say that's for me, you know what I mean, on vacation, you know what I mean?
I like it.
All right, Rios. You know, speaking of people watching,
yes.
I think I might have mentioned this last year and you guys got mad at me for it.
Hmm.
Is, you know, on the boardwalk, people watching's fine.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like all the teens.
Oh, yeah, you're anti the teens on the boardwalk.
Well, because, first of all, if they're laughing, I think they might be laughing at me.
Yeah. Why would they ever do that?
Always up to no good. I just like, if they could do a boardwalk somewhere with no teens, that would be a boardwalk I would go to forever.
It's tough to find.
Yeah,
Tough to find.
Wouldn't it be fun to go to a boardwalk without teenagers there?
Yeah, I could do without teenagers being there for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't bother me as much, but I do understand your point.
Yeah, it's like
a bunch of teenagers never a good thing.
Nah, no. They're always up to something.
Up to no. I was a teenager once. I know you're up to no good because I was also up to no good.
Yeah, I mean, you're a famous shoplifter.
I was a
serial shoplifter.
Yeah, well, Ocean City Boardwalk, the shoplifted there too.
Now, granted, I'm off the boardwalk by 10:30.
Oh,
the teenagers can have it.
I'm off the boardwalk
by 8.
7:30.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
10.
10:30. What are you doing?
10 is the latest.
You getting crazy on the boardwalk?
Oh, my God.
No, you got to eat dinner somewhere, and you walk up and down the boardwalk. Listen, when you're on vacation, what else do you do? I'm going back to the room to sit in the room.
Man, Phil's on vacation? That's a problem. It's a great time.
There's no way I'm doing Phil's on vacation.
The other thing I've realized about the boardwalk as I've gotten older is that once you walk, like, 10 minutes on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
It's like a video game in that, like, it just resets again.
Yes.
You're like, oh, there's the same store again.
Clothing store, pizza place.
Yeah. Yep. Chickies. Yep. You know, there's another Chickies.
Yep.
There's another pizza place.
Right, you're right.
Yeah, I need about 40 minutes on the boardwalk.
Which is why I always say it's kind of overrated. After 2 or 3 days, I'm out.
You mean going down to the beach?
Yes.
Yeah, well. I mean, after 2 days, Val likes to sit on the beach for, like, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Day one, I could do 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
After that, after about 40 minutes, I'm getting up. I'm walking back to the house.
Yeah.
I'm walking around the beach. I can't sit still.
Yeah, 3 hours I would have no problem with.
Oh.
I'm asleep one of those hours.
Okay, that's fair.
Bring a big cooler down.
Oh, yeah. See, I get the cooler. I got the big umbrella.
Yeah.
I got my chair. I got my little music.
Yeah.
I got my box right there, like my little music box.
The Bob Marley's going.
Yeah, man. I'm sitting there. I'm chilling, man. Yeah, I'm good. I fall asleep. No problem. See, I just need to be there. I don't need to actually be having as much fun as everybody else is.
Wait, I'm just on the boardwalk at 10 o'clock like a lunatic.
Well,
wild man.
That's more or less just killing time.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do.
It's like,
I got to go get a funnel cake.
Yeah, you got to get a funnel cake.
I got to do that.
Man, yeah. I haven't had a funnel cake in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Underrated.
I have to have a funnel cake if I'm at the boardwalk.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I have to, yeah.
The hell else are you doing?
Yeah.
Pizza? There's funnel cake.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, Chickies if it's on the boardwalk.
Crab fries.
Yeah, get a little crab fries.
Yeah.
Got to get a t-shirt that's going to fall apart after one wash.
Yeah.
You know? That says,
it says you were at Ocean City.
No. You got to get the one that's like pointing down that has some sort of like untoward phrase
about
you know, the junk man's here or something.
I can't believe those places still exist. Like, they're never going to, the boardwalk is going to be there until forever. There are always going to be those stores.
If it wasn't for my wife, I would own so many of those t-shirts that she would not want me wearing somewhere. I'll say, hey, I want to get that one. You're not wearing that with me. I say, all right. You know, what we haven't talked about very much today, which we'll talk about next with our next guest, Ben Davis, we haven't talked at all about Jack's win. I assume when we get back, there will no longer be any talk about Jack's win over to camera.
Yeah, unlike golf.
Yes, which got talked about for weeks and weeks, but we will have moved on to tennis.
That's because we're head down onto the next one type of show.
Win it.
Yeah.
So coming up next, Ben Davis joins us. We will, of course, talk about the Phils with Ben Davis. By the way, thinking about the Phils real quick, and we'll get into this later. That series before the All-Star break last year was a quiet disaster against the A's.
We got swept, didn't we?
We won one.
Well, they did it 2 straight years. I mean, the year before down in Miami, they had the Christian Pache big home run in the 9th and then lost the next 2 games down there. So, like, they've done this the last 2 years.
The A's scored 20 runs in that last game.
Well, yeah, they scored 18 runs on that Sunday.
Yeah.
Brent Rooker hit 2 home runs.
Yep. Yeah. 215-592-9494. It is Stockwatch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. You have to tell us one person in Philly sports whose stock you're buying, one you're selling, and next question today is the best thing on your favorite thing on vacation.
Yeah.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.